Before entering seminary, I needed to complete a long application process, and part of that application included a dental exam. Now, I hadn't been to the dentist for about 6 years prior to that, and during that time, I pretty much was neglecting the care of my teeth. So the examination revealed that I had multiple cavities and some problems with my gums, and the dentist told me that if I had waited just a few more months, then I would have lost some of my teeth. I had to start taking care of my teeth regularly, brushing them, using mouthwash, in order to prepare for the procedure for the fillings, in order to help heal my teeth. But because they were neglected for so long, because I hadn't been taking care of them, trying to do those things was rather painful. As I'd be brushing or as I'd use mouthwash, it was not a pleasant experience. And when I actually did have the procedure and got the fillings, that was rather uncomfortable as well, and for the days that immediately followed after that. So why is it that I would be willing to go through that pain and through that discomfort? I mean, I could have just continued neglecting my teeth and not really caring, I suppose. But I did it. I went through that pain, through that discomfort, because I knew that there was going to be something good that would come out of it. I believed what the dentist had told me. What he'd told me about the poor condition of my teeth and the dangers that I was in, that I would be risking if I didn't go through with taking proper care of them and having this procedure to fill the cavities. I needed to change and take care of my teeth, or I could lose them. You might be wondering, okay, what does that have to do with anything? Well, I'll explain how that relates to Lent and to our readings and how that is the case in multiple ways. Jesus tells us in our gospel passage, repent and believe in the gospel. When I had that opportunity, I had to repent of my poor habits of not taking care of my teeth. I had to decide to believe what the dentist was telling me, even though I couldn't see it for myself. He was telling me the condition of my teeth. And I chose to believe him. We are all called to repent of our sins and to believe what Jesus Christ told us we need to do in order to take care of our mortal souls. We can't see our own souls. We can't see the condition of our souls. But by the help of Christ and the church, we can get some idea of what may be going on with inside of us. And we have to choose to believe what Jesus tells us. What's right, what's wrong, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. And then based on that, we can get some idea of what state our souls are in. And if we believe and we choose to follow his teachings, then it is to our benefit. Lent is a time for us to refocus on our spiritual lives and the condition of our immortal souls. We are encouraged to focus on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. There are certain times, certain days during Lent where we fast, and other days where we also abstain from meat. We often give something up during the season of Lent and perhaps also add some new practice to this season to help us on that journey, to help us try to increase the health of our spiritual lives. Such changes in behavior is intended to help us to repent and believe in the gospel and to better avoid temptation and sin. However, sometimes following through with these practices, following through with our own Lenten resolutions can be difficult, can be uncomfortable, can be painful. And throughout our entire time as Christians, to follow Christ, there are times where society will say something different, and then for us to follow Christ can be very uncomfortable. For us to stand for the truth can be rather unpleasant. Yet we are called to persevere through all of this, through the difficulties, through the discomfort, through the pain, knowing that there will be good that comes out of it. Jesus himself decided to be uncomfortable, decided to go through hardship and difficulties when he went into the desert and fasted for 40 days. He allowed himself to be tempted by Satan while he was physically weakened because of his fasting. And why would he do this? Why would he undergo such things? It's for the sake of a greater good. And the good that can come out of Jesus going into the desert is that it makes it easier for us to relate to him. It makes it easier for us to accept the reality that he does know what's going on with us. That when we're tempted, we know that he knows what it's like to be tempted because we know he was tempted too. We know what it's like to go through hardships, and we know he knows what it's like too because he was in the desert doing what is difficult, what is uncomfortable, what is unpleasant. And since he overcame those things without falling into sin, we know that he can help us to do the same. I know during that time period leading up to that procedure to fill in my cavities, because of the pain, I was tempted to stop brushing my teeth. I was tempted to stop that process of preparation for the procedure. But I persevered because I knew that the pain would only be temporary, and that there was the greater good, the health of my teeth, that it would be worth it. Likewise, if Lent becomes difficult or there is a temptation to give up your resolutions or to choose not to follow some of the practices that we have in our Lenten season, or to give into temptation into all sorts of different kinds of sins, it's important for us to keep in mind the greater good. We are pursuing a healthier spiritual life. And by spiritual life, what I mean is our relationship with God. The closer we are to God, the healthier our spiritual lives are. But when we choose to turn away from the Lord through sin, it's like we've become sick in our spiritual lives or have an illness of the soul. Sin can cause a kind of decay or infection or even death to the spiritual life. And we need to overcome our sinfulness to have healthy spiritual lives. But we don't need to be afraid because we know that Christ loves us, and he tells us, repent and believe in the gospel. That simple phrase points us in the right direction to be with him forever in heaven. We need to have confidence in Christ, that he desires to forgive us and to help us to avoid sin. We need to be confident that he would not let us be tried beyond our abilities, that is, beyond our abilities when we have his assistance, the help of his grace. We can have confidence in Christ, as we are reminded in our second reading, that because he suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the spirit. We have confidence that Christ wants to forgive us and to reconcile us with God the Father, because he gave himself up on the cross for us, the perfect sign of love. Love himself, love incarnate, manifesting that love by going through tremendous suffering in order to win for us the opportunity to go to heaven, to be with him, to be with God the Father, to be with the Holy Spirit in a profound way, well beyond anything we can experience here on earth. God is truth, beauty, goodness, love, joy, and so much more. And whatever we experience of those things here on earth is just a slight little glimpse of what heaven is like. So that's where we want to be. That's the greater good we want to aim for. We want to be with God forever in heaven. So we can be confident that through our pain, our sufferings, our difficulties, our discomforts, Jesus Christ will help us to pursue that greater good. He'll help us to have a healthy spiritual life, so that we can be with him forever in heaven. Heaven is our ultimate goal, the greatest good we can possibly reach. Knowing and reminding ourselves of the greater good can help strengthen us to overcome any pain, suffering, difficulties, or challenges that we may face here in this life and through this season of Lent. Just as the good health of my teeth helped me through the pain and difficulties I experienced on the way towards recovery, so too we can be strengthened as we follow Christ through the pain and difficulties of living a good moral life that is on our way to heaven. And it's important for us during this season of Lent to reflect upon our lives. And there's many ways that we can choose to follow Christ better during this season. One thing that is common from the spiritual doctors is to tell us to have a daily examination of conscience, to recall what has happened over the last 24 hours or so, and to look for those moments where perhaps we have fallen short of the holiness God has called us to. But it's also healthy to remember and to notice those moments where God has revealed his love, or those moments where we lived out the virtues that we're called to. For some people, that can be quite intimidating to go through their entire day looking for those different moments, moments of success in following Christ and moments where we've fallen short. So I'll propose an even simpler version of an examine. This is something that I had actually learned from a podcast from a priest in Kansas City, but I don't remember his name. So I'm giving him as much credit as I can. It's called the 3-2-1 examine. And the way that it works is we tell God the Father, thank you for three different things that we can think of over that past 24 hours. And then we tell God the Son, Jesus Christ, two things that we would like his help with. Two things that are coming up that we could use some extra grace for. And then we talk to the Holy Spirit and ask for his help for one resolution, one thing that we're going to do different over the next 24 hours to help us draw closer to Christ. And with this examination of conscience, this 3-2-1 examine, it's a very simple approach, but for those who aren't doing a more formal, longer version of an examination, this is a good start in the right direction to pursue a life of holiness in small steps. Three things that we're thankful for, two things we want assistance with, one thing we're going to do different with the help of the Holy Spirit. And if we do that on a regular basis, if we do that daily, that can help transform our lives, that can help us reach that goal of a healthier spiritual life and that ultimate goal of heaven. And with the help of our Lord, we can repent and receive forgiveness, especially through the sacrament of confession, and be strengthened to overcome temptation and sin. So let us draw strength from all these different reasons that we can have confidence in the Lord. And let us also recall our ultimate goal. And knowing our ultimate goal, being strengthened by that reality and God's grace, pass through and overcome those difficulties, those challenges that we face in that pursuit of the goal. And so let us consider these things as we prepare ourselves to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.